Hey, how are you?
Great. You got a little cold?
Cold? Not really. Maybe a little bit.
Good times or something?
Huh? No. No.
Okay, so just give me the rundown, what you're looking forward to going into this weekend. You kind of called your shot last week and made it happen. Same kind of deal going into Phoenix?
Yeah, I think, you know, winning is the only option. You got to win the race. Seeing the history of the Xfinity Series and really all the NASCAR series as a whole, trucks, Xfinity Cup, you pretty much got to win to win the championship. That's where a lot of the champions come from, is winning the race. So I've been working hard this week, spent a lot of time in the shop, late nights, and you know, it's fun to be a part of this team, this number 9 Bass Pro Shop team. And we were there till 11:30 Tuesday night, and just enjoying the opportunity that we got. I think that's the most important thing, is not overlooking at it or over putting pressure, treating it like another race, and just trying to make the most of the opportunity.
I think because your age, you've had to work really hard to get the guys behind you to respect you, to, you know, have them come out fighting with you, and you really seem to earn that over the year. How important is that to know you have their full support going into this weekend?
Yeah, there's no doubt that we got that support, and having that type of support system and friendship that we've made over the years, it really means the world to me. And you know, we work really hard, but at the same time we like to have fun too. And you know, it's kind of like that saying, time flies when you're having fun. And it's just a great group to work with, and I'm excited to do it one more time, and just the memories that we've made over the years and whatnot. Luckily, I have the opportunity to come back to Junior Motorsports next year with the number 9 team. And so with that being said, it's one of those deals where, you know, we can go enjoy this and have fun, and it's a big opportunity. Can't lose sight of that, but definitely having fun, enjoying ourselves is where we operate best. Yeah, I definitely think so. With our win at Darlington, and then we went on the next weekend to go win at Richmond. You know, once we get on a roll and gain momentum, it's big for us. And I think with winning last weekend, you know, I think we got a lot of confidence going in. It's nice going throughout the week, and you know, you go to the go-kart track and someone says good job, or you go, you know, wherever, Millbridge, people say good job. You know, it fires you up, it keeps you motivated, and it puts a smile on your face. So I think definitely this team has that momentum, and I think we can go capitalize on it.
What's the difference like in your life now? Because so like early in your career you win, and I think those early wins were like, holy shit, I can do this. Now, like last week, it was like, I knew exactly what I was going to do. Like, I had visioned this, I had a plan, I executed it, and I carried through. You know what I mean? Like,
the difference,
that has to be a pretty monumental thing when it comes to confidence and running.
Yeah, it's like we talked before, it's like, I don't know, I've never done that. When you first come in, you don't know the questions you need to be asking. You don't know what to even look for. Well, now having a couple years of experience under my belt and everything, it makes you just have confidence going into the weekend and knowing exactly what you need to do or the things you need to look for. And now you start focusing on those little things, you know, pit road speed and just trying to execute the best you can. You know, and a lot of that's confidence and being comfortable with our 9 team at Junior Motorsports is, you know, we get to the track, and we're on the way here today talking. I was talking to Casey and Andrew, the PR staff at Junior Motorsports, and I was like, man, like last year we were really going through all the works, pre-race meetings and everything, building a notebook, and now, you know, we're almost joking around during our pre-race meetings and stuff, just because we're all on the same page and our communication's really good. And I think that's a key part of it. So I knew exactly what the task was. I knew the strategy that we needed to have. And I kind of joked around with them on the car ride over here. But, like, I feel like I can kind of call an Xfinity race inside the car now on my own, just with the help from Dave Ellens and his teachings throughout the year on or not even throughout the year, throughout these last 3 years of, hey, here's kind of what the different strategies could be. And if we're put in this position, this is what we'll do. And now it's kind of automatic. It's non-conscious thoughts that kind of are going through your head that you're just executing at that point.
Are you going with, like, is this like a playoff look or is this like a permanent image look?
No, it's Brendan Gaughan texted me after we won Martinsville. He's like, God, that ugly beard's got to go. And, like, I wish I could grow, like, a good one. But, yeah, it's hockey guys. I'm a big Golden Knights fan, you know, so – they grow the playoff beards, and I got my hair cut before we went to Vegas for the start of the playoffs, and then it's kind of a playoff beard and playoff haircut, not shave it until after the playoffs are over. And it lives another week, you know?
How's Brandon McReynolds helped you this season?
I think he's helped me tremendously throughout my career, and he's been a big part of where we're at today. You know, I give – most of the credit to him, if not all of it. So with that being said, he's a big brother to me. He's a mentor. He's somebody I look up to and somebody I can go to whenever I need advice. And most of it's off-track stuff whenever I go talk to him. But, yeah, it's just we're brothers, you know. I've spent the last 6 years with him, so you know, between living with him and now I live on my own in an apartment and, you know, I still talk on the phone every day. So he's big on the, you know, motorsport side and business side, but he's also big is a big help to me personally throughout personal life.
And you've really connected with the race fans as well. I mean, why have you felt like that's an important aspect of what you do?
I don't really try to go out of my way to make those connections. That's just who I am. I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy, you know, building relationships with fans. And you start to see fans over the span of the year or the years at different racetracks and stuff. And then you develop friendships with them. And, you know, I'm just happy to be here. I'm lucky to be here, and I got my first autograph at Vegas in 2013 from Casey Kane. In the garage there, we got hot passes, myself, Zane Smith, Riley Herbst. We got it from, which is now the number 7 hauler driver at Junior Motorsports, Hollywood Armstrong. He got us hot passes and went to the race, and that's when I was racing legend cars. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I just remember getting that first autograph and thinking, man, he took the time to talk to me. And I'm a Casey Kane fan for the rest of my life, you know. So if I could kind of do that to someone else and, you know, kind of give them that opportunity, that's the least I can do. So being a kid growing up dreaming of being in this position and remembering the first autograph I've ever gotten and what it meant to me, you know, that's just who I am. And, you know, what I hope people can remember from me is try to be a fan of mine.
So what were you doing at Millbridge this week?
I was helping out.
Jason Burdett?
No. Well, I was hanging out with them a little bit, but Greg Price, he works over at Ganassi. His kids race, Aiden and Grace and Price. They are 11 and 9 years old around there. So helping out Aiden with his micro. They didn't race last night, but, you know, I just enjoy racing and helping out as much as I can.
So, Noah, you called your shot last week for Martinsville. Are you ready to call your shot for Phoenix?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm confident in this team. We got practice. We got to see how the car is. But, you know, I hope and kind of expect that we'll bring a bullet for this weekend. And I'm excited. It's a good track for us in the past. We finished second here last year. Unfortunately, we blew up early in the season in the Phoenix race this year, running third. So I feel like we got all the puzzle pieces. We just got to go put it together.
You've been pretty quick without practice. Do you remember how to practice?
No, I suck at practice. No, I wish we didn't have practice in qualifying. I feel like with practice, when we practice, you have most weekends a truck race and then cup practices and other stuff on the racetrack, sometimes ARCA, that I dial the car in for how it feels right now in practice. Then you get out there for the race and the track's kind of completely different. So I'm not really experienced enough to know what I need for when race time comes and how the track's going to be then. I'm just kind of going off the feel that I have right now when I'm in practice, and kind of feel like we dial ourselves out and just go back to how we unloaded. So that's why I don't really like practice. I feel like I mess up the balance every time I get out there and practice. But no, it'd be good to shake the car down and go do a long run. And you know, I think the guys are excited. I think we'd be starting on the pole if it was the no practice, no qualifying deal. But you know, it's what we got, and we're gonna go try and make the most of it.
Winning a championship in the Xfinity Series, obviously a big deal. It's clear that you're passionate about this sport. What would winning an Xfinity title mean to you?
I don't know yet. Obviously, it mean everything. It's everything you work for, but I don't know how it would feel, or I don't know really what those emotions would be, just because I haven't done it yet, you know. So, you know, we work really hard, and I'm more execution driven than I am results driven. I'm gonna go out there and try my best and do everything I can possible, but at the end of the day, The result, you know, it's not always perfect. You could do everything right and still not win the championship, you know. But I'm more focused on trying to do everything I can and get the most out of the day and be perfect, and then hopefully the result will come.
Does this week look any different for you, you know, it being the championship race, or you try and treat it as another weekend?
Just another weekend. I mean, you got stuff like today in there, but nah, just kind of mellow, low-key, and try and get a good night of rest and be ready for Saturday.
When you strap in, will you focus on running the race, or will you focus on the championship, or how will that enter into your head? Will you want your spotter to tell you where you're at overall in points and things of that nature, or does that any of that matter
well,
to
points
you?
Well, points aren't
well,
a thing.
I mean,
right,
like
now
on the position of the other drivers.
No. I feel like just trying to execute everything perfectly, maximizing pit road speed without making your mistakes, minimizing mistakes and perfect execution. You know, I'm not really worried about those guys. If we can go do our best, they should be behind us.
Did last week feel like a turning point, not only in the season, but like for your career with that statement victory?
Yeah, I think it was big. There's obviously a lot of pressure and kind of eye-opening to myself of, hey, it's a big pressure moment, and you know, we did it. We got it done. So I think that's definitely a stepping stone to what it is to win a championship. Obviously, this weekend's the biggest pressure environment you're going to have all year. It's really challenging to make it to the Final Four, and you know, there's a lot of great race car drivers out there, and I'm thankful to have the team to do it, and without them, I don't think it'd be possible. So, you know, we're motivated, we're fired up, and ready to go contend for it.
How and long has your new spotter been your spotter lately? What's it been like working with him, and he's going for two championships this weekend?
Thanks. It's really cool. I first had Tyler Mon in 2016 at Pocono with Mason Mitchell in the ARCA deal. We only made it a straightaway and a half before the rear gear burned up, so I didn't really get a lot of spotting from him, maybe a little bit of practice. But no, Tyler and I have been good friends here for a long time now, 2015, 2016. So it's really cool to have him on top and have his support, and it's awesome that he's been able to go compete for two championships this weekend. I don't know if there's any other spotters who are going for two, but I don't know if Truex's guy or he's the only one. So yeah, it's really cool. His first year with Kyle and his first year with me. He's been a big help along with Brandon McReynolds. We kind of all three work hand in hand and prepare and whatnot. So it's really exciting to see him go for two.
Have you who's gonna be your crew chief next year?
No clue.
They haven't told you yet?
Not an idea. I wish I knew. And Alan Hart, the engineer on the 7, he's like, have they told you yet? I'm like, we're on the plane out here. I'm like, dude, I'm kind of left in the dark, not in a bad way. I know they'll figure it out, but yeah, I got no idea. I don't know if it'll be an engineer from Hendrick or if it'll be an existing crew chief or a retired crew chief or an engineer from JRM. I got no clue.
Do you have a preference in which direction you head? Is there somebody on your team that you like, hey, this is
I want somebody who's pretty cool, maybe not so stuck up or serious, yeah, someone who I feel like Dave Ellens, we're really good at communicating and we make the race weekends fun and we're almost so on the same page that we can joke around and, if we're coming to pit road and he hasn't told me that we're coming to pit road, I kind of know by now what our strategy is and stuff. And like Richmond, he was talking while we were coming to pit road. Normally they'll call you in to pit road, but we're so on the same page that, it's just that friendship and that bond we've made and communication that we have fun. We joke around on the radio and whatnot, but yeah, I got no idea who I'd have. I know a lot of guys will say I don't know, but they really do know. I seriously have no idea.
Did you try to talk Dave into staying instead of taking this opportunity?
I think it's what's right. And at first I was like, oh man, he's leaving me. And then, I talked to Josh Wise. I go to him a lot for advice and Brandon McReynolds. And, it's good to have change and new opportunity and, work with somebody else. You kind of get so comfortable, but maybe there's some other avenues and other things to look at that the a different crew chief looks at, and you can learn even more from them. Take what you learn from Dave, but also learn from the new crew chief too, and you can almost be double as good as you already are, I hope. But it's great for Dave. I know he's always wanted to be a crew chief in the Cup Series, and it's exciting for him. I'm happy for him and his family, and definitely bummed that I'm not going to be able to be with him next year, but excited for his future.
When it comes to Phoenix, Justin's pretty good here. Justin Allgaier, how much have you leaned on him?
I really leaned on him in 2019 coming here, but I feel like we've gotten a really good package and good fundamentals as me as a driver and whatnot. So, he's a big help to our race team and big asset, and we lean on him not only for Phoenix but for a lot of races, and I'm sure they lean on our team too. So it's great to have that camaraderie throughout the team, and Josh Berry and Annette, they've been big helps to our program as well. So I'm excited to get on track and kind of see where we're at. I think we made gains and kind of bringing some, not a totally different package, but just little ins and odds that we feel like will be better for this weekend. So I'm excited for it.
I overheard Jerry's final question, but last year you finished second here in the championship race. Earlier this year you had, was it an engine failure?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How do you feel about Phoenix?
I feel good about it. I feel like last year we were a sixth or seventh place car all day, but we really maximized on the final restart and, finished second ultimately, leading the white flag. So learned some different stuff from that race. And then earlier this year, we had a lot of speed in our car. So that makes me feel even better coming into this race weekend is how we were able to execute restarts last year and then the even more speed this year. So I'm excited. It sucks our day got cut short, I think the start of the second stage. So that was a bummer. It was really a championship practice, that race earlier in the year. That's kind of how we looked at it and fell short, but, we still have that confidence.
The snowplow was the theme last week. Does that carry over into this week, or what's your mentality rolling into this week?
No, last week, Martinsville, you're beating and banging the whole time. This week, it's kind of just racing the racetrack, keeping up with the the resin and how that's wearing out. That's going to be different this year. Is going this weekend is the resin here at Phoenix. Normally they've had PJ1 in the past, so that'll be a learning experience, and I hope to utilize practice and kind of see how that changes and whatnot. But you know, I expect our team to have good speed, raw speed, out of the gate, and once it comes to race time, I think we can really go contend with those guys.
Is this enough practice this weekend if you guys are a little bit off to make those adjustments, or do you guys have to unload just as fast as the other?
I think it's way too much practice. I don't think we should have practice at all or qualifying. I really dial the car out for what it should be and mess up the balance of the car in practice. So I'm a no practice guy, just unload and race and make little adjustments. I feel like that's you know, really cool. And what we're good at on the 9 team is being able to unload and have good speed. And even if we miss it a little bit, we have great pit crew and they make great adjustments during the race. And Dave Ellens, he calls a great race as well. So, yeah, I wish there wasn't practice, but that's what we got. So, you know, we plan on making a pretty long run there in practice and then going racing with it.
Do we get to see the Stone Cold Steve Austin if you win the championship?
Probably shotguns. No, I think that's kind of what this last 3 years has been about is, you know, week in, week out, you know, kind of preparing for this moment. You know, we haven't done anything different. It's kind of been all those learning experiences throughout these past couple of years that, you know, we're in a good opportunity. We got great communication and good confidence coming into the weekend. So, I feel like, yeah, all those learning experiences, they all come into this weekend.
And is this your biggest race of your career? Yeah,
it's a big one. Last weekend's win was huge, just with all the pressure. And then, you know, this is the biggest stage I've ever been on. So, yeah, it's a big one.
Nerve-wracking? I mean, like, are you?
Yeah, you'd be lying if you say you weren't a little bit nervous. But, you know, I feel really focused and really confident and at the task at hand. So, you know, I'm sure Saturday or tomorrow you'll start to maybe get a little jitters, but just trying to remind yourself of, you know, executing and really focusing on the fine details and not making mistakes and perfection, and then the result will come, hopefully.
4 more minutes, Todd.
Would make it super special if you were to get it done in front of this West Coast audience, of course. The previous years it was in Miami, now the past 2 years, including this one being the Kings. How special would it be to do it in front of the region that you grew up?
I think it'd be great. We're really good at Homestead as a team and run the wall up there. So part of me wishes we were still at Homestead because I'd have even more confidence coming this weekend. But, yeah, it's great to have the support from everybody back in Vegas. I know there's a lot of people coming out, and you know, the Phoenix fans are awesome out here. So it's gonna be a hot one. It's gonna be fun, and I'm sure it's gonna be exciting. So I can't wait for it.
Of course, you've had quite the roller coaster year, of course, with Speed Weeks didn't go the way it turned out, but then going into the championship race with so much confidence. How special would it be for you to get it done for Junior and Kelly, considering the year that you've had?
Yeah, I think it, from where we were at the start of the year, you know, things weren't looking good, and we keep on going each and every weekend, and we're like, God, this got to turn around at some point. And we went a whole half or two-thirds of the year with having just brutal stuff happening, and stuff that took us out of races, or you know, mechanical failures, or I'd get in a wreck, and you know, just there's a lot of it felt like was out of our control. But yeah, from where it started and where we're at now, couldn't be any happier.
You aren't one to hide how close you are with your team. So just how important is it for you to have them, not only just for the race, but to have this full weekend to communicate through practice and qualifying?
I think it's great just to make memories this weekend. You know, obviously there's a big prize on the line, but, you know, just being able to to go to the racetrack with the group of guys that we got on the Bass Pro Shop team, it's a privilege. It's a lot of guys who came in as strangers, or myself coming in as strangers, meeting them, and now we're a family. And so, you know, long hours at the shop. We were there till 11:30 the other night, eating pizza, drinking beers, getting the car dialed in. We just like to have fun. We were kind of joking around. We were like, you think the other three teams are cracking open a beer right now working on their Phoenix car? I don't think so. And that's just the camaraderie and what we got going on the 9 team.
One more question for Noah.
How are you feeling going into the weekend?
Feel good. Feel confident. Feel excited. And, you know, it's quite the opportunity. So it's a big one, and I feel confident nonetheless.
Well, how does that compare? Some of the Cup guys were just talking about, like, Martinsville is kind of, you know, almost – you get done with Martinsville, and if you make it into the final, it's like, oh, we can take a deep breath, and we sort of accomplished what we needed to. That's the hurdle, really. But, you know, how does that compare, I guess, for you, for first championship? Any more or less nerves?
A little bit more nerves than Martinsville. Martinsville was one of those places where I don't really lose sleep on. We've had fast cars there. I feel like it's a track that I know, like the back of my hand, kind of, where I know exactly where I need to position my car and the techniques, braking or lifting out of the throttle, when to get back in the throttle, and different techniques to how your car's driving. You know, you can kind of play around with your line and whatnot. And so I really didn't lose any sleep for Martinsville at all. I was so fired up from the weekend before, and so confident that, you know, it's one of those deals where I really didn't have that many nerves going into Martinsville. A little bit more just with what's on the line, but yeah, just reminding myself of what the job is, and that's to go execute and try and be perfect and no mistakes.
Thank you, Noah. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.